Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Apes Versus, the science podcast where we debunk the environmental impact of controversial topics. Today, we will be discussing invasive species and answering the question, how bad are they really for the environment? We will take a look at both the good and bad facets of invasive species in order to answer this question.
Before we begin, we must inform you that every expert in this podcast is a high school student, emulating the part. Nonetheless, every piece of information was pulled from legitimate research by real scientists. Apes Versus is brought to you by Research Triangle High School. Please enjoy the show. We will begin shortly. Thank you again for tuning in this week. I'm the co-host, Joe Patton, and I'm in the studio with Fritz Klingroth. Many of you likely know what an invasive species is. A species non-native to an area it inhabits, tending to alter the ecosystem to a noticeable degree. I'm sure that most of you have heard that invasive species are all bad. They outcompete native organisms. They disrupt ecosystem services, etc., etc. But how detrimental are they really?
True, there are countless infamous examples of harmful invasive species, the gypsy moth, the lionfish, the zebra mussel, but these cases tend to spoil the lot and draw a bad reputation that is generalized across all invasive species. However, not all invasive species are bad. In this week's episode, we will go into a thorough investigation that will ultimately evaluate the impact that invasive species have. We will look at reasons for introducing exotic species, the environmental impact of invasive species, and the effects that removing an invasive species can have.
There are two main ways that invasive species enter an ecosystem, accidentally or being deliberately introduced. If a non-native species is introduced on purpose, it was done for a positive reason, such as pest control. On the other hand, an accidental introduction is generally considered negative, since the ramifications are not considered beforehand. To illustrate this, we talk to David Pimentel, the co-author of a study examining the cost of exotic species on the economy and environment. This clip comes from an earlier session with him.
So, David, your paper focuses largely on the negative aspects of invasive species. Do you see any positive reasons for introducing them?
Well, sure. There are many instances in which alien species were introduced as an attempt to help or revitalize an ecosystem. Take corn, for example, and wheat. These are invasive species introduced centuries ago for agricultural purposes and other staple crops in our economy.
Uh-huh. And what about animal species? Since those would be harder to control, I'm guessing?
Well, yes, but there are still examples. The English sparrow was brought here to the United States in the 19th century to control pests. So now we see some negative repercussions from that, but the introduction was still meant to help.
All right. Thanks for your time, David. This was Dr. David Pimentel, co-author of a study in The Ecological Economist.
So we see that there can be a good reason to introduce exotic species, regardless of the consequences. But when the introduction becomes accidental, careless, or lazy, then the effects are even harder to forgive. Take the classic example of the lionfish, a species native to the Western Pacific. In the 90s, they were introduced to the Western Atlantic, almost halfway across the globe. It is evident that this was the result of aquarium releases, although the intentionality is unknown. Regardless, the action still had devastating effects on the environment, including competition for food and space against natural natives, species. This release was either the result of carelessness or ignorance, both of which provide evidence for the negative introduction of the invasive species.
Talking about the lionfish brings us into our next segment. What environmental impacts are ecosystems faced with following the introduction of an invasive species? The word invasive has a negative connotation and might predispose people to think that all impacts will be bad. But actually, There are cases where the introduction of an invasive species has been known to be a positive addition to the environment.
True. There are many negatives that the introduction of invasive species has on the environment. As we mentioned before, the zebra mussel outcompetes other native species and causes them to lose population. In the end, the aquatic ecosystem is more based on zebra mussel than native species. The same goes for the lionfish. The lack of predators, fast reproductive cycles, and very big appetite for coral and seagrass are major impacts on the environment.
Another prominent detriment of invasive species is that they tend to degrade local biodiversity. In easily outcompeting native species, they drive even more necessities away from them. Dr. David Strayer, a freshwater ecologist with the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies, stated in a recent study on the long-term effects of invasive species that they have large effects on native biodiversity, cause hundreds of billions of dollars in ecosystem damages, and outcompete the management of natural ecosystems around the world. He found that even though species like the common cordgrass and native North American tallow tree evolved to match the new environment, they did so at the cost of native competitors and thus at the cost of biodiversity. Moreover, Strayer and his team discovered that the greater the functional difference of an invader from local species, the quicker its impact will alter over time.
However, and this may come to a shock to you, there are instances where invasive species help ecosystems. One example that likely impacts many of you is the boosting of cultural services. To explain how this works, we reached out to Heather Charles, a zoologist from Miami University.
Thanks for joining us, Heather.
Thank you for having me.
So, before we talk about invasive species, can you first just tell us what a cultural service is?
Sure. So, those are just benefits of an ecosystem, like aesthetic beauty, recreation, and educational value.
All right, so how do invasive species impact cultural services?
Well, take the largemouth bass or the brown trout. Both are invasive fish species and both brought major benefits to the recreational fishing industries. Or look at purple loosestrife, an invasive wildflower that's generally considered to be very beautiful and aesthetically beneficial.
Okay, thank you. This was Heather Charles from Miami University.
Now, with the damage invasive species can have on the environment on mind, think, is there any way to remove the harmful species that would not hurt the ecosystem even further? Methods have been introduced to areas that have invasive species to be able to control the population of the native species without throwing out the balance of the ecosystem. On islands, the isolated setting makes removing invasive species and thus studying the removal much easier than on the mainland. A recent study viewing invasive species removal in whole ecosystem context found that the removal of red fire ants from the Galapagos allowed for native ant populations to reestablish themselves with even more prominence than before. Moreover, the removal of exotic annual grass from Laysan Island, Hawaii, which once covered 30% of the island, allowed the native plant species to repopulate the area that was once dominated by the invasive species. His study also showed another positive removal process with the introduction of invasive predators to keep down invasive species. Overall, it was evident that removing the invasive species yielded benefits for the environment.
However, with the many positives involved in removing invasive species, there are still negatives. This is especially true if the invasive species has been in the ecosystem for a long time. An example of this has been brought up in Natasha Pollen-Bankhead's study examining how the removal of invasive plant species can cause damage to abiotic factors in an ecosystem. Pollen-Bankhead argues that the removal of the Russian olive and tamarisks caused almost 100% more erosion because the roots held up the riverbanks. As a result, almost every biotic and abiotic factor in the ecosystem was altered in some way. A similar study by Erica Zavaleta, a professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz, provides an example involving animals. In New Zealand, non-native cats feed on the invasive rat population that, if unchecked by this measure, would devastate it. There are certainly instances where removing an invasive species, even if it is harmful, would only bring more harm to that ecosystem.
In the end, the stereotype that all invasive species hurt the natives of an ecosystem is not entirely true. Sure, there are countless instances that prove this belief, but the fear surrounding exotic species is not 100% justified. There are also many examples of how invasive species help ecosystems. So, the next time you hear someone going on about the horrors of invasive species, just remember what you learned here on Apes Versus.